It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The big federal spending bill would bring new retirement benefits. I'm David Brancaccia. Today, the House is expected to take a final vote on a $1.7 trillion package of government funding. It was approved by the Senate yesterday. There's a midnight deadline. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with a look at some elements of this sweeping plan.
Yeah, some headline numbers, David. Republicans wanted more spending on defense. They got it. $858 billion allocated for this fiscal year, which runs through next September. That's about a 10% increase. The rest of the money, about $773 billion, funds the rest of the federal government, everything except Medicare and Social Security. And among the highlights there, $45 billion for aid to Ukraine and nearly $41 billion of assistance for areas in the U.S. hit by natural disasters.
And changes in employer retirement plans caught my eye. What are some details that you're seeing?
You know, significant changes, actually. And one of the highlights there is automatic enrollment. Most employers will have to automatically enroll workers into retirement plans like 401ks. And to start them off with contributions at 3% of wages, and that would go up to 10% over time. So workers can opt out of participating in 401ks, but the theory is that automatic enrollment will get more people saving. Also, the government will start matching some of the retirement contributions for workers making less than $71,000. They'll match up to $2,000 worth of contributions. And another significant change affects people with student loan debt. If they're making monthly payments on that debt, employers can now consider those contributions and match those payments, David.
Match those payments. Nova, thank you. Markets S&P futures are up 0.2% now ahead of a report on inflation that U.S. central bankers follow closely, personal consumption expenditures. We're also tracking the airlines today with the wild weather bringing the shock of a radical deep freeze. 2,500 flights were canceled yesterday, more than 3,000 so far today. Consumer rights include the right not to get ripped off, but when companies do things that hurt or favor certain groups of people, that's where consumer rights become civil rights. For instance, California's Attorney General Rob Bonta is in the midst of an investigation into software algorithms used by hospitals that may discriminate by race. One system is less likely to flag kidney stones if a black person shows up with pain in that area versus a white person. Someone who's very focused on consumer rights says civil rights is the CEO of Consumer Reports, Marta Tejado. She has a new book out called Buyer Aware, Harnessing Our Consumer Power for a Safe, Fair, and Transparent Marketplace. And she joins us now. Ms. Tejado, welcome.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
There are some who may think that your job is to review robot vacuum cleaners or remind us yet again that Toyotas are good. But you see your professional work as a civil rights crusader. At some level.
Well, that's right. I think a lot of folks do know us because of the ratings, but a lot of what we do is really to shape the marketplace, to create a more fair and safer marketplace. And in the book, Buyer Aware, what I really try to do is tell a larger story about our democracy, that it can only flourish if we have a marketplace that does just that, is more fair and more just for all consumers.
All consumers. No one wants to be exploited by companies with which we interact, but additionally, and I think crucially important reading your book, you see an equity issue. The exploitation is worse for some people and not others.
Well, that's right. And I think for me, the seed was planted as a young immigrant child coming into the United States after a revolution in Cuba and seeing my parents have to rebuild their economic life and having a very firsthand experience and having a tremendous gratitude being able to come to a democracy. But you also see firsthand that economic freedom is a civil right, that you can't have a fair market if there is inherent bias. And when our economic power and our agency is undermined, so is our power to function as a free and equal member of our democracy.
And when you think about civil rights and equity as it applies to consumer rights, I mean, I think some people will talk about redlining of loans or access to broadband internet, which is so uneven in, for instance, Native American tribal lands. But it goes much deeper. I mean, you worry a lot about emerging technology, artificial intelligence, and the biases that are built in.
Well, absolutely. We've been so proud of all the work we've done over 86 years to codify the laws and the rules for fairness and justice in the marketplace. But the unfortunate thing is that a lot of those rules don't apply to this new digital landscape where we don't have transparency. And you have to make decisions every day based on algorithms and things that you can't see, feel, or touch. And that's incredibly challenging for everyday consumers.
And Consumer Reports gets involved in the public policy process? You make your organization heard on a matter like that?
Well, so many folks come to us because they're making individual choices. And what we look at is how do those choices ladder up to the marketplace more generally? We do have a digital lab that looks precisely at bias. And we've also looked at car insurance. And you assume your car insurance is based on your driving record, the fact that you don't have tickets or you haven't had that fender bender. But in fact, the algorithm is also looking at non-driving factors about you, where you live, what your income is, what your education level is. And so what we discovered is that the price that you pay for your car insurance has more to do with your zip code and whether that neighborhood happens to be Black, white, or Hispanic, and it determines what you're paying on that premium. And so a Black and a Hispanic neighborhood is paying a higher premium than a white neighborhood based on that bias.
The Chief Executive Officer of Consumer Reports, Marta Tejado. Her book is called Buyer Aware, Harnessing Our Consumer Power for a Safe, Fair, and Transparent Marketplace. Ms. Tejado, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. A pleasure.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.